It should be, yeah.
It's so efficient. All right. It's different for sure. But I'm just saying, it's a security scanner, but I mean, it's like, she's a security too, and I don't know that. But she is, she keeps me safe right around the outside. It's lower, it's nicer.
You still haven't said you're 10 years.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we'll get started here. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board council may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board council may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning members, matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commission, or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With a 48-hour advance request, a sign language interpreter, or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling 702-455-3530 or TDD at 702-385-7486 or Relay Nevada toll-free 1-800-326-6868. Supporting material provided to the board council members for this meeting may be requested from Tammy Harris at 702-298-0828. Supporting materials will also available at the Clark County Department of Administrative Services, 500 South Grand Central Parkway, 6th floor, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89155. Supporting material will be available on the county's website at https://clarkcountynv.gov/searchlight-tab. Board council members, Bradley Longton, Chair, Patricia Main, Vice Chair, Terry Irons, Kyle Myers, Nancy Whitney. Secretary, Tammy Harris. County Liaison, Mark Moskowitz. Right now, we'll call the order of the meeting and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we'll start with roll call.
Kyle Myers here.
Bradley Longton here.
Patricia Main here.
Nancy Whitney here.
Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time that they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name, address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board slash council by majority vote. Next, I'd like to approval of minutes for April 13th, 2022 for possible action.
I'd like to motion for approval of the minutes for April 13th, 2022.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Informational items. First, we'll receive a report and updates from the... Oh, sorry. Next, we'll do the approval of the agenda for May 11th, 2022, and hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action.
I'd like to motion for approval of the agenda for May 11th, 2022.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carried. Okay, informational items. Receive a report and updates from the South County Liaison, Mark Moskowitz, for discussion only.
Thank you, Chair. First, I just want to congratulate our very own Kyle Myers on his marriage and wedding. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, I appreciate that.
And then second, I want to actually thank Tammy Harris. She attended the Spirit of the Land searchlight reception on April 30th, and as well as everyone in the community. So she was great to come for our office, and she told me how much fun it was and all the great talent and everyone that came. So I wanted to thank her for that as well. I want to let everyone know we have new Commissioner Knapp newsletters in the back, so please be sure to grab one of those and let us know if you want to get on the mailing list and want to get electronic as well. Another thing we do have in the back, just for today, well, not for today, but there's a report kind of from code enforcement, kind of it's a really informative PowerPoint presentation that they provided us. Please look through it on your own time and everything. If you want a copy from our office, just let Tammy or myself know. But it has a bunch of listings of like what code enforcement can enforce, what's violations, what they look for, what they can't do, what they can do, how the whole process works. So it's a very thorough presentation. They've given it to Laughlin as well, so we wanted to share it with everyone in Searchlight. So let us know if you have any questions about it, but there's a few in the back if you want to grab them, but if you need us to email you one, please let us know. And those are all my updates.
Thank you. Next, receive a report from Metro Police regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns for discussion only.
Looks like we don't have an officer here at this time, so I'll go ahead and read the report for Searchlight. Calls for service in Searchlight in April 2022 was 32, compared to 2021 in April was 30. That's a 6.67% difference. And for March, hey, look at that. Perfect timing. How you doing? Step right on up.
Hey, how's it going? Sorry I'm late. Good to see you guys again. It's my second time here. We were out shooting at our range, and I had to cut it short to make this meeting for you guys.
Sorry about that.
All right. It was getting to the boring part, so. Sorry. So statistics. Oh, sorry, I'm Officer Julio Fajardo. I've been in Laughlin Searchlight for 2 years now, and I got about four more to go till I could be in the sand and the beach and retire. So you'll be seeing me whenever they send me. So to answer any questions, calls for service in Searchlight for April. Last year we were at 30 for the whole month. This year we had 32, so there was a slight increase. Traffic citations, we issued 57 here in Searchlight compared to Laughlin, 316. Laughlin's calls for service last year were 388. This year they're 390. Sorry, April. April last year, 388. This year was 390. And we had one DUI arrest here in Searchlight, two in Laughlin. No arrest for domestic violence. One arrest total for Searchlight. That's about it. Any questions?
Thank you. All right. Next, receive a report from Mike Jackson, Executive Director with Southern Nevada Transit Coalition, for discussion only.
Hello, I'm Anna Talamo, T-A-L-A-M-O. I'm the Director of Operations. I'm here in place for Mike Jackson. We just wanted to give an update of some of the stuff that's going on with Silver Rider or Southern Nevada Transit. From January of 2021, we only had 10 Searchlight people utilize the vehicles to going to Vegas. January of 2022, it's up to 22 people. February was only 8 people in 2021, and is now, in February, we transported 25. In March of 2021, there was only 12, and it's now up to 35. We would like to utilize that bus shelter a little bit more, but right now there isn't that many Searchlight residents going to the Vegas area utilizing our services. We are in the process of trying to group all of our express runs. Southern Nevada Transit provides transportation in Mesquite, Boulder City, Sandy Valley, Indian Springs, and Good Springs. So we are trying to orchestrate so that if a person from Searchlight wanted to get to Boulder City, we can use the express runs to try to connect them. So if anyone does need to get to one of the other areas, if you call the Laughlin office, we can try to orchestrate it using our Vegas Express drivers. The trips go Monday through Friday, and like I said, we stop in Searchlight both ways, so you could utilize it. Our transportation is also available to Laughlin. It is done every other Tuesday. So on both of those, you can call, make arrangements, and then we can come up. We are going to start resuming our bowling tournament. The money that we raise for that goes to our Meals on Wheels program. In the back, I did put up a flyer. We have the silent auction. There's a lot of prizes that can be won. On our Meals on Wheels program, unfortunately, there has been some people passing, so that does have an opportunity for us to have some openings. So if you would like to give a call to the Laughlin office, on the back page here, it shows we provide 7 frozen meals, a half a gallon of milk, either 1 or 2%, and some bananas. And then we do also, during the holidays, provide extra meals to the Meals on Wheels program. So there isn't a qualifying process. So you would call the office 298-4435, ask to be enrolled, and then there's a little bit of an intake that we go by. And that's pretty much it for the update from Southern Nevada Transit, Silver Rider.
Thank you.
Next, we'll receive a report from San Rita Senchak with the Justice Court regarding statistics and other activities during the past month for discussion only.
Hello. Yeah. This report is from the Searchlight Justice Court for the month of April 2022. Court calendar goes like this. We had about 21 arraignments. We had 4 status checks. We had 23 preliminary hearings. We had 4 traffic bench trials. Actions taken, we had about 70 cases sent to collections. And in a combination of citations between Metro, NHP, and Nevada Department of Wildlife, we processed about 300 payments in full. So that's just payments in full. We processed probably close to 500 citations that we are ongoing all the time because of different time limits. Okay, so we're pretty busy and we're pulling warrants. But court dates, we have court 4 times a month, Tuesdays and Wednesdays, every other week. Criminal court this month was May 10th and the 24th. Traffic was today, May 11th, and again on May 25th. All court dates are open to the public and begin at 10 a.m. That's about it. Any questions?
Thank you. Next, we'll receive a report from Bradley Longton, the Searchlight Volunteer Fire District, regarding calls for service during the past month and other fire prevention issues for discussion only. Last month, we had 19 total calls. 15 were medical, 2 were auto, and 2 were fires.
Any questions? Okay. Next, we'll receive a report from Kathy Flanagan with the Las Vegas Valley Water District regarding the status of the water system for discussion.
Howdy. As you can see, I'm not Kathy. She asked me to stand in for her today. She is on a much and well-deserved vacation. Not a lot to report this month. Usage for Searchlight for last month was just a little over 5 million gallons, which is pretty much on par with that time last year, which was like 4.9 million gallons, a difference of 100,000 gallons, give or take 10,000 gallons or so. There were no major issues, no main breaks, no major things that we needed to respond to. It was a nice quiet month. Questions?
Thank you.
Next, receive a report from Will Smith with Clark County Water Reclamation District regarding the status of the wastewater system and water usage. Discussion only.
I'll go ahead and read that for everybody. So statistics, April 2022. The Water Reclamation District treated an average of 43,000 gallons per day, and in April 2021 had an average of 27,000 gallons per day, with a difference of 16,000 gallons per day from last year at this time. No sewer service complaints for the month of April. 29 call before you dig Searchlight tickets for April. And then there's a flow comparison chart attached if you'd like to check that out in the back.
Okay. Thank you. Next, receive a report from Parks and Recreation regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities for discussion only.
Michelle Brown, Parks and Rec. We had four programs this last month with 17 visits. The Spirit of the Land reception, we had 53 people come. It was really great. The Egg Hunt, we had 55 parents and children show up. And we'd like to thank Raquel and Jay Wilcoxon for their donation to the Egg Hunt. They spent an awful lot of money getting basketballs and eggs and candy and bubbles and stuffed animals all to throw in the park for the kids. So Parks and Rec has a little certificate for them, so I'll make sure that they get that. Harry Reid Elementary School, for those of you who like to see the kids perform, will be holding its spring concert here in the multipurpose room on Friday, May 13th from 12 to 2:45. And Parks and Rec is joining Checo Salgado and Michaela Whitmore for a cyanotype printing in the park. That's this blue printing done with the sun. It's going to be at the Searchlight Park from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday, May 21st. And all supplies will be there for anybody that wants to come. Early voting will be held in this room on June 3rd from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And you can vote in person or drop off your ballot if you choose to do so. And you can contact me Monday through Thursday, 8:30 to 1:30 here in this building, or on my cell phone. Don't try calling this phone, I'm never in there. 702-912-6275.
Thank you.
Next, receive a report from Carolyn Adams with Searchlight Library regarding current and upcoming programs for discussion only.
Hello. So the Searchlight Library is open now on Wednesdays from 11:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Adult programs, we have the book club, sewing class, we're doing a vest with Parks and Recs. Then the painting class at the end of the month. For the kids, we're doing board games, Teen Tuesdays and crafts. Our outreach is at the senior apartment, and we just did it today, and it was a great success. Our book sale have a whole new cart full of cookbooks, if anybody's interested in. It's 25 cents to a dollar per book. This summer, we're doing a club read for kids and adults, and both will have prizes. And then for the whole summer, the library is doing a summer camp. Every day we're going to do a different program for the kids. Crafts, board games, or video games, or you name it. And then we're having Fratello Marionette June 22nd, and Adam London, the Magician, on July 14th. Also, we're having an end of the summer party with Parks and Recs on July 28th at the park. We'll have a lot of games and water, toys, and everything for the kids. That's all. Any questions? No? Okay. Thank you.
And thank you. Next, receive a report from Kyle Myers regarding current road condition and public works concerns for discussion only.
A couple years ago, the town board requested from Public Works some more streetlights throughout town. I'm sure some of you may have noticed the ones that have been installed recently. So that project is completed. They installed 10 solar streetlights throughout the community. And I'd just like to thank Clark County Public Works and Clark County Commission for completing the project in such a timely manner. And that's all I have. Any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.
The usual. Judy Bundorf, Grand Pops Road, B-U-N-D-O-R-F. The perennial question, any chance of getting Grand Pops Road graded?
You asked me that last month, huh?
And the month before.
I've been a little preoccupied, I apologize, but we will get that taken care of for you.
Good. They will definitely need a water truck, as dry as it is, and it's just the whole length of the road is extremely washboardy now.
Thank you, Judy.
Whoops.
Next, announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events for discussion only.
Michelle Brown, Searchlight Betterment Organization. On Tuesday, Taco Tuesday, on the 17th, we'll be selling homemade tacos down at the thrift store from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock. They'll be $2 a piece, so come on down and have dinner with us.
All right. Thank you. There are no planning and zoning issues. General business, none. Next, comments by the general public. Period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board slash council's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board slash council by majority vote. Does anybody have any?
Judy Bundorf, Grandpa's Road. I got in touch with the district attorney's office regarding Christopher Whipple. That was the crime kingpin from 3 years ago, who was arrested in May of 2019. And he is going to be a calendar call on the 17th, where they'll determine if he goes to a jury trial. And that is tentatively scheduled for the 23rd of May. Previously, and during all the pandemic things, I had been subpoenaed to appear as a witness. I haven't been subpoenaed for this one yet, so I don't know what's happening, but there's still time for them to send me one, I guess. He's been out on bail for almost 2 years. So hopefully, since he's been convicted of multiple felonies in other states and in this state before, maybe they can send him away.
So. Okay, thank you. Anybody else?
Joan Messenbrink, Messenbrink, 324 South Montana Street. I'm here this evening to talk to the officer to file a report for the Searchlight Senior Center. On May 5th, we found a sleeping transit camped at the back of the senior center. We called 311, an officer arrived and had him leave, but they couldn't take his belongings, which somebody did come and move him across the street. Well, about 2:30, this person came back to the center angry because of the police report, took a rock and tried to break in our back door. He did fracture the glass, and I put in a report for the county. So what I'm doing now for the county and Searchlight, I'm going to file a report with the officer tonight. That is unacceptable that we have this to deal with, but we know that it's unfortunate some people are on the road and on the streets, but we never know their mental ability. So I just wanted you to know that I'm filing a report.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions? Thank you for coming.
Okay. Anybody else? All right. Next meeting date will be June 15th of 2022. And I'll call this meeting adjourned. Thanks for coming.